Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY26 Dolan Tyres Limited conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Also, please note that this conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties which are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Dr. K.V. Dolan, Chairman and Managing Director, Dolan Tyres Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Dr. K.V.
Thank you, and good evening to all our investors, analysts, and stakeholders. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Dolan Tyres Limited for the fourth quarter and financial year ended March 31st, 2026. Joining me today are our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sajan C.S., and our Head of Operations, Mr. Cyrus Dolan, along with our Adfactors Investor Relations team. FY26 marked another year of steady progress for Dolan Tyres as we continue to strengthen our market presence, improve our operational efficiencies, and build long-term drivers across domestic and international markets. During the year, we continued to strengthen both domestic and international presence by capitalizing on emerging opportunities across key markets amid supply disruptions and evolving global trade dynamics. A key highlight during the year was the healthy traction witnessed in our UAE operations. We were able to expand our market reach in select segments where competitive intensity moderated, especially in tread rubber exports. Our strategic focus on customer acquisition, distribution expansion, and deeper market penetration supported revenue growth during the year and further strengthened our long-term scalability. On the product side, we continued expanding our portfolio across retreading materials, two-wheeler tires, agricultural tires, tractor rear tires. The newly introduced heavy-duty tractor rear tire category has started receiving encouraging response from the market through our dealer network and further strengthens our position in the agriculture segment. We believe this category will contribute meaningfully over the coming quarters as we continue expanding our agriculture product portfolio. During the year, we also focused extensively on improving manufacturing efficiencies, process optimization, and operational discipline across the facilities. These initiatives helped us maintain stable profitability despite volatility in the raw material prices and evolving market conditions. The broader tire industry environment also remained supportive during the year. Driven by healthy replacement demand, improving rural and agricultural activity, steady movement of commercial vehicle segment, and increasing focus on cost-efficient mobility solutions, the retreading industry continues to benefit from the fleet operators focusing on cost optimization and tire life extension. While demand trends across agriculture and two-wheeler categories remained encouraging, another important area of focus has been exports and international business expansion. We continue to see encouraging traction in export opportunities, particularly through our UAE operations, where the business environment remains supportive and scalable. In line with our strategy to strengthen domestic distribution and improve customer reach, we also expanded our presence in Western India through the launch of a new depot in Gujarat, which commenced operations in December 1st, 2025. This facility is expected to help us penetrate deeper into untapped markets, acquire new customers, improve product availability, and significantly reduce lead times across the region. The depot caters both tire and return products requirements and strengthens our distribution network in one of the India's high potential tire markets. At the same time, we are also progressing in our recycling initiative under Terra Rubber, which aligns with our long-term sustainability and cost optimization strategy. This initiative is expected to improve material utilization efficiencies and strengthen operating margins over time. Overall, despite temporary industry-level challenges during parts of the year, we believe that underlying demand environment across the replacement tire market, retreading materials, agricultural tires, and the export market remains healthy. With our diversified business model, strong dealer relationships built over decades, improving product portfolio, and disciplined financial approach, we remain confident about the long-term growth trajectory of the business. I would now like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Sajan CS, who will take you through the detailed financial performance. Thank you. Over to Sajan, sir.
Thank you, sir, and good evening, everyone. Let me take you through the financial performance of Torrent Tyres Limited for Q4 and FY26. For FY26, consolidated revenue from operations stood at 327.12 crores as compared to 292.45 crores in FY25, registering a growth of approximately 12% year-on-year basis. EBITDA, excluding other income for FY26, stood at 47.8 crores as compared to 57.91 crores in FY25. EBITDA margin for the year stood at 14.6%. Profit after tax for FY26 stood at 35.69 crores against 38.67 crores in FY25. Basic earnings per share for FY26 stood at ₹9.03 per share. Coming to the quarterly performance, Q4 FY26 revenue from operations stood at 77.99 crores as compared to 69.53 crores in Q4 of FY25, reflecting year-on-year growth of around 12%. EBITDA for Q4 FY26 stood at 11.22 crores as against 13.57 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 14.4%. Profit after tax for Q4 FY26 stood at 8.94 crores. The quarter witnessed some impact from volatility in raw material prices, higher inventory holding and elongated receivable cycles and amid geopolitical uncertainties. However, our balance sheet remains strong with consolidated debt equity ratio of only 0.03 times as on 31st March 2026, providing us adequate financial flexibility to pursue future growth opportunities. We remain committed to disciplined capital allocation, sustainable profitability, and long-term value creation for all stakeholders. With this, we conclude the opening remarks and would now be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We'll take our first question from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
So, Mr. Tolan, the only thing more pathetic than your numbers is your guidance. And I think investing in your company has been the biggest mistake of my life till now. And I have no words to express myself how bad the performance of the company is. I mean, if you see our gross current asset is 309 crore and our say net sales is 327 crore. So you need 309 crore of gross current asset to do 327 crore of revenues. I mean, I don't understand what is happening with the company. What happened to the 20% growth that you told us to expect last year? Can you tell us?
The 20% growth what we projected. See, always we are optimistic on the scalability what we can do. So that is our always the projection. But see, due to lot of other factors, we could do at least 10%. That is the growth what we could attain. But if you look at the numbers closely, see, our tire production, the number of tires, the top, it is not a factory, is not running only just on the top lines. The number what we produce, we have a 30. If you look at the 25 volume of tires what we have manufactured, is 393,253 tires, but 26 we could do 535,870 tires. That is a 36% growth. In PCTR also there is a 10% growth, and other bonding and flat, all those to both items we have 56% growth. So it is not that the factory is not producing. Factory is there doing 36% growth in tires. It's not as totally against what we have projected, but the top lines depend upon the final selling price, and that is the numbers what we have in tires. We could achieve that sales.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next and question is. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll take our next question from the line of Anboli, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Hello.
Good evening. Yeah.
Sir, my question is, when our OCF will be positive, and also what is our marketing and marketing sales and marketing strategy, and can you talk to us a bit about your sales and marketing team?
In our marketing strategy, what we are at present doing, we are not heavily branding like the tire majors. We are doing in the marketing side, we are having a very strong team of marketing managers across the country. They are doing wonderful job. And the branding, what we are doing for the tire is the last point where the sale is happening. So that point, the shops, the branding inside the shops, branding the shop boards, like that, our total spend also is very less as far as the branding is concerned. So when we need branding heavily, that time only we will plan for a marketing branding handoff.
So aren't we not concentrating much on marketing? So that is what
at
you can say, right?
At present, we are doing it very small, not in a heavy, heavy spend is not required.
Okay, okay. Then what about OCF, operating cash flows?
The operating cash flows, this credit period is slightly higher in the industry. This is a traditional industry we are operating for last 30-40 years.
Okay.
And we used to offer 3 to 4 months credit period to our dealer community in the normal period.
So when we can expect it to turn into positive kind of thing?
Yeah, so gradually, now due to this uncertainty in the market and the GST revision, a lot of uncertainty happened during the last year. So we slightly, you know, extended the credit period. Now it's over another 1 month, is like that. So short-term, this thing only. Gradually, the overall plan is to reduce this to a comfortable level in another few quarters.
So what is this year's growth and capex? Can you tell about that?
There is not much capex planned this year. But again, it is not predictable. This market is not predictable now. As you are also aware, this due to these geopolitical issues and the total uncertainty over this market movement, people are delaying their purchases. So a lot of things are happening.
Automation.
Yeah, so people are spending on automation. So due to that, we hope at least the similar level of FY 25-26 will be able to maintain. Depending upon if it is, everything is, these all these issues are over by Q2, then we will have a better performance in Q3 and the Q4. So
but
currently, the prediction.
Can you talk us a bit about your strategy behind that and how you will going to increase the sales? Because that is what concerning me as an investor.
Can you, once again, the first part was not audible.
Sir, can you talk a bit about the strategy so that what is your strategy behind growth? Because just how we are going to increase our sales as well as with bottom line.
Yeah. See, basically, the factory is having a capex to produce more tires. So we don't have to invest anything on the capex as of now in the capacity. So that way we are safe. But what we are doing at present is we are trying to reduce cost by doing automation in various areas. That's ongoing. That we could achieve that also. And in this financial year also, there will be a lot of saving through the automations what we are doing. Also, we are implementing a lot of AI tools in the flow so that those kind of planning and inventory where we have unwanted inventories, we are trying to reduce. All those things are being handled.
Okay. So my only one suggestion is why we aren't concentrating much on marketing, because even in case of two-wheeler tires, mostly nowadays it is not slowing down as if no, when compared to agricultural tires. So if we concentrate that on, if we concentrate much on marketing, at least so that sales will be increasing, no?
Correct. No. This year, see, last year, if you see the numbers we have, even the top line is only 10%. The number of tires, there was a, the number of tires we, what we have produced has grown considerably.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Aniket Madhwani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. So, sir, actually, at the time of the IPO and post-IPO, during the con call, we have been told that the significant revenue and the margin improvement would be come from the UAE plant, right? Russell Kima plant. So, please throw some light on the operation and margin status of this Russell Kima plant. Please throw some light on the capacity and what capacity that you have expanded from since last 1 or 2 years.
Your capacity is 1,200 metric tons in the Russell Kima plant. And currently, less than 50% is being utilized in this Russell Kima plant. In from last quarter onwards, due to this all these geopolitical issues and all, there is the market is totally down in the GCC area. So on an overall as a strategy basis, we are planning to improve the capacity utilization to gradually improve capacity utilization considerably, but due to this current situation, there is a short-term uncertainty and unpredictable situation. We are hopeful that this will be over at least by end of next quarter and things will come back to normal, so we'll be able to show better performance in UAE operations. The margins are better than India operations.
Okay. So, sir, if we look at the Q4 number or FY26 number, margin shows a degrowth, right? So, can you give us the post-mortem analysis, which geography has contributed most for this negative growth?
Basically, India operations, both India and the UAE operations. And there is an PCTR, severe business is mainly into the retread industry rather than into tire industry. In PCTR or retread segment, what happened is due to this GST revision in last September, where the GST rate of tire reduced it to 18% and the retread materials again taxed at same 18%. So due to this, there is a pressure on the retread margin of the retread business. And even agricultural tire, GST reduced to 5%, while the retreading materials still taxed at 18%. So due to all this, there is a margin pressure on the retread business, and there is a, the offtake by dealers reduced considerably.
Okay.
Is, and sir, on the right, we this Association of Retread Manufacturers have approached the Ministry or Government of India to reduce GST on retread segment to 5%. That is under consideration by Government of India.
Okay. But sir, at this point of time, you mean to say the GST rate of the retread as well as new tire, both are same at 18%, is correct?
Yeah, both are same at 18%. Agricultural tire, it is 5% only, new tire.
Okay.
Sir, if you want to be retreading on this agricultural tire, we have to pay 18% GST. On buying a new agricultural tire, GST is only 5%.
Okay, so sir, what was the change? So if you look at the previous pre-tax regime and post, so what is the change in terms of this retreat rubber in terms of GST?
Can you just repeat the question?
Sir, if you look at the GST rate for this retreat rubber, right? So you mean to say earlier it was higher rate and then it was reduced to 18, right? Is it the correct?
No.
Right now it is 18, right?
No, the tire was 28%. Tire was brought down to 18% for the commercial vehicles, and the 28% of agricultural tire is brought down to 5% for the new tires. Whereas retreading is still at 18%, always at 18%. There was no change in the retreading material GST rates. That is a problem. That is now I think ministry has taken it up in a very serious way, because this is affecting the sustainability what we all talk about, because too much. If the retreading is not promoted in that way, there is a serious issue on the sustainability issue. So the government is also considering that.
Okay, understood. Okay, but sir, actually you mentioned that the 5% rate is for the essential commodity, right? So I think in case of the auto, uniform rate is applicable is 18%. So I think...
Yeah, but now very I less. Think that 100% agricultural tire is GST is 5% only.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Yash Parker, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding over the past few years, we have expanded our portfolio, even geographical reach, and customer base. So, beyond FY 2027, what are the three biggest drivers that could, you know, help us increase the top line, just like the double digits that we have been growing? So what are the three biggest drivers, according to you, that will drive the growth in top line?
Basically, the number of tires is going to be the first ticket what we will be increasing the number of the tire production. Current level, we have more capacity to produce that we will be utilizing the tire capacity. Next is the pre-cured. We are now exploring the Europe market as well. So that also is America, we have started the last financial year, we have started the U.S. business, and people are now slowly placing the repeat orders. So that will start widening in the coming months, maybe in this financial year. So this is in Tuticorin and tires, that we are very, very confident about growing the volumes. Whereas we have a slight issue with the logistics issue, you know, the war happening in the Middle East. So that is going to, we have to wait and watch how the things are going in that area.
Okay. And, sir, regarding the integration for Terra Rubber, so, could you throw some light on what meaningful synergies can it help us with? Would it be in terms of procurement? Would it be in manufacturing, product development, distribution, or maybe even customer or cross-selling, something like that? So...
Yeah. Terra Rubber started manufacturing its products. Now, what we are trying to do is what we are developing the products, what we can use at Torrent Tires itself, so that we can save lot on the cost of the material. So what we are trying to do, what the waste is, whatever scrap or waste generated out of Torrent Tires operation, we know the quality of the scrap. So that material, we are processing it, started processing in Terra Rubber and started integrating into our products. So that, that drives our, the road tires, wheel tires, we cannot totally take on a single stock just like that. So we are now put those material on the road tires, and we are getting very positive results. So we will be taking those offtake initially for our Torrent Tires requirements itself.
Okay.
Going forward, we are looking at some acquisitions on, in, of some facility in this area. That is what we have in mind in Terra Rubber.
Correct. And so, when should we, like, start seeing these synergies, in the numbers? Like, when can we expect this coming in?
I think there will be this financial. It's a very highly profitable business vertical. So you can see, start seeing, but we are not counting too much because initially our plan is to make the profitability of Torrent Tires better by integrating those products into our Torrent Tires product itself. So, this year itself, financial itself, you can see the numbers coming in.
Correct. Also, so, another question is, historically, like, we have seen that, replacement segments, tend to offer better margins compared to serving to OEMs. They provide scale and visibility, of course, but, over the next 3-5 years, how are you, seeing the balance between the two segments? And, you know, which is a greater growth opportunity for us?
See, we are not taking, not considering any of these options as a priority or low priority, because we are moving into both the verticals. Because in case there is a loss of demand in the domestic market, we should not be affected. So we don't want to lay all the eggs in one basket. So, we are positioning in the both verticals, and I think both the options are open. And that strategy has always paid us, because when there is a slowdown in the OEM, then our replacement will support. Like that, we will continue operating in both the segments.
Okay. And, so, you mentioned about some inorganic acquisitions as well in order to increase our capacity and technology. So could you throw some more light on that, please?
Nothing has been finalized. We are looking for those kind of facility or availability of those kind of facilities. So we are scouting. The scout is on. I don't have any numbers right now to share, but that is what we have in mind about our rubber to have some kind of inorganic growth in that area.
Correct. And so last question from my end. This industry is like getting a good amount of competition right now, particularly with all the imports and changing preferences of customers. So how do you see the competition today versus a few years ago? And maybe even how do you see and are evaluating for the future as well?
The competition in this industry is always there. You can see even in our business in event where we are working, 60% is the returning material manufacturing. If you talk about returning material manufacturers, we have all the tire makers also in this field. But we are competing with these tire makers, and we have been very successful over the last 40 years in this business. So we know the terrain, the road conditions, so those kind of things. And we have the products which is applicable for even for guards, planes, all those areas. So like that, our confidence in tire returning material manufacturing is built not a short-term one. It's the last 40 years. Plus, we know the Indian roads, the worldwide, what is happening, the road conditions, the load conditions, the casing qualities. So this way, we are having an upper hand in that area. So we can beat the competition with our expertise. That is what our confidence is.
Correct. Correct, sir. Again, sorry, I'll just add one more question to it. You mentioned that with the acquisition, you'll be getting some sort of margin improvement with the raw material as well. Apart from that, are there any Indian product mix or maybe better margins in exports, something like that, that is going to help us with the confidence that we will be increasing our margins? So
definitely, there are a lot of trials and innovations happening at the floor. We were positioned in a much better way, but this war has taken back because the volatility in the raw material prices are too much. You know what is happening around the world. So that has given a short-term, not a setback. It has slowed down the way what we were planning to improve our profitability, but we are waiting and watching, and definitely we will be succeeding on this reducing the cost of operations.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand why did our tire volume decline this quarter-on-quarter?
Quarter-to-quarter basis is declined because the Q4, there was a lot of uncertainties in the market and all, especially in March and all, the volumes reduced considerably. On a year-on-year basis, there is a growth. Quarter-to-quarter basis, compared to Q3, there is a dip in Q4. You look at the total volumes in the year-on-year basis. Because the March, since the war started, there was total uncertainty from the dealer community in their uptake and all.
Got it. Now, sir, I read somewhere that because of these the fuel prices increasing, commercial vehicle manufacturers are moving towards increased adoption of these retread tires. So are we seeing, and historically, have we seen such demand for our products whenever fuel prices go up? Is that a trend that is visible and on ground, if you could help us understand?
What you read is very true. Historically, there is always, when the people don't have money to buy new tires, they will always opt for retreading, which is a much cheaper option. So this returning material also price has gone up, but now we have a serious problem here with the government that the GST rate of tires and new tires are same, or in certain cases the GST rate of tires are less, much less than the returning GST. So we have addressed this situation to the ministry. I think the ministry will take a favorable step in the immediate possible meeting, next GST council meeting.
Sir, so the issue is with... Sorry, sorry, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Sir, so the issue is with that, the manufacturers who are not non-GST compliant, are they selling their products like localized, unorganized players, fragmented, who are selling these retread rubber kind of products in their regional markets? Is that the major issue right now? Or because I would expect, sir, if prices for the end tire would... So prices for the retread would always be cheaper versus buying a new end tire. So even then, we are not expecting a demand improvement. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Sir, always there is a 30%-40% cheaper retreading will be 30%-40% cheaper than the new tires. So that attraction has narrowed down little bit. So now there will be 20% cheaper, but people will be more happy to. So, and again, unorganized players, we are not counting that kind of a unorganized market, where we have a very, there is a market has several layers. We are working in the top layer, where we are not organized people, and with the GST kind of, that kind of business is happening.
Got it. Now, sir, one worry was, sir, on our working capital, sir. If I look at our working capital, it has grown from like 230 to 40, I think 220, 230 crores. It has moved to closer to 300 crores. So that is a very big jump. So why is that? And sir, if I look at our trade receivables, whatever incremental revenue we did was, it seems that whatever 30-40 crore incremental revenue that we did, all of that flowed to our trade receivables. So if you could help us understand, why is this so high?
Traditionally, we used to offer 3 to 4 months. This is an industry practice. 3 to 4 months, minimum 3 months credit is there in the retail, especially in the retail industry and all. Normally, from our side, tolling side, this is a 40-year-old company operating in the market, and we have around 3,000 dealer networks. So for this commodity, we normally offer, even the previous years, we normally offer 3 to 4 months credit period to retain the business. Now, currently, in last for last few quarters, especially from this GST reforms and all, and this war and all, this credit period slightly increased by at least by another 1 month. But this is not a long-term this thing. We also want to reduce it to a comfortable level. But 3 to 4 months is generally we are offering to the dealers.
Sir, but
so,
if I consider a... Sorry, sir.
For the performance guarantee.
Yeah. And there is a retention by this, all this government supplies and all, there will be retention for against performance guarantee retention and all. That is also is there. But as a strategy on a long-term basis, we also want to reduce this considerably. To around, say, 4 months, 4 months level or between 3 to 4 months level. But during this tough time, a lot of uncertainty in the market, we cannot only pressure the dealer to make payment. We don't want to create issue with the dealer network. They are also facing issues.
Got it. Sir, so even if I consider FY 25 as a normalized year, sir, we had a working capital investment of closer to 230 crores on a revenue of 290 crores. So I don't think that is 3-4 month credit period that we provide. So it's much more, not credit period, but working capital investment. So why is this so high? So do we need to...
Yeah.
Is this the nature of industry where we need to have that cash collection cycle of closer to like 7-8 months? Is that the, if you would...
No, we are holding a good amount of inventory also. That's also we have to do, because 4 to 5 months inventory we are holding, because the rubber is a seasonal product. So there is a lot of price variations happening in between the seasons, and there is rubber tapping off season is there in July, June, July, the rain season and all. And we have around more than 1,200 SKUs of different sizes of these tread rubber and different tires. And we have to keep sufficient stock across all depots and all business places. And due to this, its inventory is, we have to keep around 5 months inventory, 4 to 5 months inventory. And the current, during this current year, we have infused this IPO fund also to the working capital for procuring additional materials and all to keep the inventory levels good.
That has helped us
to keep the maintain the inventory even in this, now this supply is affected due to the various geopolitical issues and all. There is availability, shipping issues, a lot of issues are there, but we were able to manage this with the inventory holding.
Got it. Sir, just a final question. Yes, I will do that. So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question is from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes, Divakar, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, as far as I remember, we used to face receivable issue in our UAE market, not in India. So, how is the situation in UAE considering the West Asia war?
UAE also, this is increased considerably because of these ongoing issues and all. Even otherwise, China is dumping materials in the GCC countries and all with a lot of extra credit period up to extending up to 1 year and all. That is not in our control, but in India, this is a temporary issue. We hopefully will manage this by end of these issues once the market is recovered. We can bring down this to an extent.
Okay. But overall, you will not face any cash flow issue, right? Because
the operations are not affected. No?
Okay. And on the capacity utilization front, the Russell Kema unit is around 50%, you said, right?
No, less than 50%.
Less than 50%. Okay. So, what is it stopping you, to scale this unit? I believe, when did you start this business? I mean, did this facility around before the IPO, right?
Yeah, it has been there since the last 10 years.
This Russell Kema unit you started 10 years ago,
yeah.
You said?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, the utilization is quite low. What was the peak utilization of this unit before the war?
Can you come back? Question.
So, what was the peak utilization of this unit? Maybe in some prior years?
It is less than 50% only. We are in a scope to expand in the UAE market, GCC countries. We can increase the production considerably, but utilization is less than 50% as of now. Because of this more credit and all market related issues, we are also very cautious on aggressive expansion and all.
Okay. What is the optimal utilization? I mean, let's say the war ends in next 3 months. So what will be the optimal utilization of this unit going forward, let's say, in FY 2027-28?
In next 3 months, this will be low only. It may come down to, say, around less than 40% or 30%. We cannot predict at this situation. If war ends fast, say, next month, then Q2 onwards, we will increase the production and things will be back to normal.
Normal means what will be the utilization?
Between 40 and 50.
It will continue like that only. We are not very aggressive in the UAE at present because after the war, you don't know, see what will be the financial status of our the customers also. So we will closely monitor those things and then really we will jump into more business.
Okay. And for Indian operation, what is our utilization?
Okay, Sajan.
For Indian operation, Indian business.
Indian operation is around 45 to 55% for this different for tire and retail segment.
Okay.
Retail segment, it is 55%. In the tire segment, it is around 45%.
But that will be scaled up. That utilization will be scaled up in the maximum possible way.
Okay. And, you know, I just...
Can I request you to join back with you, please?
No, I don't have it. Hello?
Yes, you are good.
Yeah, so I was just asking one thing from Mr. Tolin. So in earlier concalls, Mr. Ramanathan used to join us, right?
Yeah.
So he has stopped from last two concalls. So why is that?
Yeah, okay. He is still there. There is nothing. He is a little busy today. Otherwise, he would have joined.
Hmm.
Thank you. Due to paucity of time, we'll take one last question from the line of Aniket Marwani. From Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes,
yeah.
Please go ahead.
So, as you mentioned, we will be getting up the utilization rate in India operations. So, when do you see the sales going forward in 2-3 years? And the margins are deteriorated in this quarter. So, can we see the improvement in coming quarters, or will it be remaining the same?
60% of our sales is businesses of Thunderbird from the Thunderbird phase. What has happened, we clearly was mentioning that because of there is a policy change of the grant in the GST tax matter. 28% GST of new tires have brought down to the 18%, which is at par with the returning, which the charm of returning has been little reduced. And for the new tires for in agricultural segment, it has been 5%. And the GST is for the returning of the agricultural tires is 18%. So you can very well imagine there is a 13% additional cost is on the GST fund itself, which has diminished the feasibility a little bit. But I think government is taking a corrective action soon, so that we will be back on track in the profitability. That has taken a small hit on the profitability of the company.
Okay, so what exact margin we will be maintaining going forward?
We are always trying to keep minimum 10% margin, that is what. But then... due to our efficiency, otherwise our pricing will not be feasible in the market. So, and again, we try hard in our in-house to reduce the waste and the scrap and all those additional elements and the operational efficiency to get another 2-3% margin. So, 10 to 13% will be an acceptable margin levels what we are foreseeing.
Still a drop of 1.5%. You are currently maintaining about 11%, and you are saying you'll be maintaining around 10%.
10 to 13%.
And previously you mentioned that you will be focusing on your UAE plants and on export business, and now you are saying that you will be be more focused on the domestic operations. So yeah. I just want to understand the what is the future roadmap of the company. I mean, are you facing any difficulties in the UAE plant? Still, it operates around 50% utilization. Even before the war has started, the utilization you mentioned was around 50 to 60%. So.
See, the UAE factory, we had a very good opportunity when the US government put a big tariff on India and UAE was less. That time, we started some operations in US from the UAE factory. But it didn't last long because US has reduced the India tariff again. So that way, this kind of opportunities when there is something there, we can immediately encash out of the UAE unit. At present, the problem with the UAE unit, we have only problem with the UAE unit is that there is not a big market available. But if we do more volumes, then our receivables will also go high. So we are controlling the credit in that market. We are, and you know, the business in Dubai is by and large controlled by expats in UAE. So we have to be very careful in doing business over there when we do more credit. So we are controlling, to control those credit, we are not very aggressive on sales. That's all.
Okay. And my final question is, can I have the guidance for FY27 in terms of top line?
It is a tough time to give a clear guidance now, as you also understand. But what we expect is we will maintain FY25-26 levels of performance as of now. But we'll be reviewing this opportunity in, by next quarter or after second quarter, once the situation is improved. Which we are positive that by end of Q2, these problems currently what going on in India and the West Asia, everything will be resolved. And the market will come back to normal, the pricing, all raw material or shipment, all issues will be come to a normal level, at least by Q2. So currently, we expect the similar performance of FY25-26. So we believe that it is better to commit less and to perform better.
Aniket, does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. I now hand over the conference to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Good evening again. Thank you, AdFactors team, for organizing this conference call. Also thanking all our investors, analysts and stakeholders who have actively attended the calls and who are looking forward for our company's growth jointly. We will work together for the betterment of the company and our stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Tollen Tyres Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.